50 feet below the surface of the tropical ocean, Lincoln Miller cringed as his eyes locked onto the cracked portal window. A spiderweb of fissures spread out from the center, reaching for the edge like desperate fingers. He knew the glass would give way at any moment, and ocean water would rocket into the research station, drowning whoever was inside. Despite the dire circumstances, he had more urgent needs to attend to. He picked up the TV remote and paused the DVD before heading to the bathroom. The picture froze on the screen, stopping the first jet of CGI water as it rocketed through the portal. As an NCIS, Naval Criminal Investigation Service special agent, currently tasked with investigating recently reported acts of ocean dumping over the coral reefs, Miller was technically hard at work. There were only three other people in the world who knew he wasn't: the director of the NCIS, the deputy director, and the executive assistant director for combating terrorism, his bosses. He had balked at the assignment when it landed on his desk. His skills were better suited to tracking down Navy criminals on the lam or hunting seafaring terrorists. As a former Navy SEAL, now special agent, his skills seemed a gross overkill in the battle against glorified litterbugs. It wasn't until he arrived on site that he realized the true nature of his assignment: a vacation. He was scheduled to spend 2 weeks in Aquarius, an undersea research station run by NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the world's only underwater research station. He was required to patrol the reefs surrounding the laboratory twice daily, searching for signs of recent polluting, and if possible, apprehend the culprits in the act. As a scuba enthusiast and lover of all things ocean, he looked forward to each and every patrol. Because Miller was an extreme workaholic, the NOAA assignment was the only way his superiors could get him to take his first real break in 5 years. It wasn't that Miller was performing poorly, quite the opposite. They simply believed that no engine could run forever without a respite. In truth, their actions were selfish. Were Miller to burn out, the loss would be significant to the organization. Not only was he a consummate investigator, but his time with the SEALs made him a man of action as well. The NCIS had plenty of both, but rarely in the same package. With his first week of forced vacation over and his second week just beginning, he was feeling pretty good. The laboratory was cramped, but he had traveled by submarine several times as a SEAL and had no problems with claustrophobia. The lab was well stocked with every deep-sea movie and novel available. The lab's full refrigerator, air conditioning, microwave, shower, and high-tech computer system, complete with video games, not to mention unlimited time to swim or even spearfish, made this place Miller's dream come true. Of course, he'd spent the last few days lazing about, watching movies, playing games, and reading books. He suspected the ocean dumping investigation was just a clever cover story for his vacation and had taken a break from his scheduled scuba patrols. There was plenty of time left to dive. He just needed some couch potato time first. The facility was a 43-foot-long, 9-foot-in-diameter, 80-ton cylindrical steel chamber, separated into two different compartments, each with its own air pressure system and life support. There were living quarters for sleeping and eating, and labs for work. At the far end, off the lab, was a wet porch with an open moon pool for entering the ocean. Miller had all of this to himself, plus, and this was the best part, not a peep from the outside world for 3 days. It's not that he didn't like people. It's just that people like to talk, and after his first day aboard, he had decided the break would be good for him. Quiet was bliss. Years of pent-up tension he hadn't realized he carried began to melt away. So when the NOAA staff stopped checking in on their laboratory, he didn't think twice about why. Instead, he allowed himself to undergo an emotional readjustment. He went over years of cases, of killers caught, of terrorists exposed, and the few who had slipped away. Then he moved farther back, to the SEALs, and the event that had etched a long scar into his leg and left a little girl dead. The tragedy ended his career with the SEALs, but down there, 50 feet beneath the surface of the ocean, he thought he might finally make peace with his past. After he finished the movie. Finished relieving himself, Miller hustled back to his seat without washing his hands. Why bother? Urine was sterile. More important, no one was here to judge him. He'd let his appearance slide over the past week as well.